Well, I tell you, good morning, good morning, good morning to all our TMC family this morning. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are tagging today, Ken, that we are walking together in His ways Wednesday. Amen. According to Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they agree? But we as the body of Christ are definitely walking together in the ways of the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us another day, this beautiful Wednesday morning, Lord God, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that you have brought us together to walk together and agree together, to pray together, to glorify you together in your ways, Lord, in your anointing, in your presence, in your glory. We thank you, Father, that you have brought us together, Lord God, that we will glorify you for this call, the Master's call, our telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you, Father, for the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our Miss Super Fantastic. We glorify you, Father, for everyone on this call, and we ask you, Father, that the anointing will be brought upon our speaker this morning in such a profound way, Lord, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning, that we, your people, will be doers of your word and not just hearers only, that we, your people, will glorify you in all our ways. And we thank you. We thank you for Artist Life. We thank you for all that you've done in the midst of every given situation. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that is going forth this time, in this season, on this wonderful Wednesday morning. We say glory to your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah to your name. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been an honor to greet and meet each and every one of you this morning. And now I will turn it over to our host this morning. Are you there, our wonderful host?
I am here. Mississippi Queen, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can. Ms. Songbird, God bless you. Take it away.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much to our prayer general, the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much on for welcoming us and for greeting us and seating us and for that anointed prayer on this We Are Walking Together in His Love Wednesday. And we thank God for you and for all that you do for the Master's Call family and for the kingdom. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings and Jesus joy. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in to the Master's Call. I ask that as you are coming on the line and you are getting seated and getting prepared to hear what the message is for this morning, that you would just simply just send out a text or send out a social media post and let someone else know to join you here on the Master's Call. Why? Because we have been enriching and empowering and enhancing lives as we begin our day here since October the 25th of 2010. And we have been meeting here at this divine and appointed hour every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed time. And so we are, like I said, approaching our 7th year here on the Master's Call, and I'm telling you, God is moving in a mighty way here in this platform, and we thank each and every single one of you for joining us, because it would not be what it is without each and every single one of you. And so we stand on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee. So we start this call up in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports and your testimonies. That's your time to actually share. But I know that life happens and there are things that are going on during the course of the day, and maybe you just want to reach out and have someone to stand in agreement with you in prayer. Well, there is a way for you to contact us, and that is by using our email address, info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. I just want to let you know also that this call, unlike any other call, has a website. Yep, a website that is accessible to you to utilize 24/7. You can go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see information for our call. You will see the bios for our speakers. You will see some other information just to keep you rooted and grounded in the Word throughout the course of your days and your week. We have been knitted together by a phenomenal health and wellness company that has been changing lives for over 27 years. And what company is that? That is Artist Life, formerly known as Artist International. And I'm telling you, I thank God for Artist. I just told someone on the yesterday, one thing that I could say, that this appointment with Artist has truly changed our lives in many ways, not just our health and our wealth, but the relationships that we have. If it was not for Artist, I wouldn't even know half of you or 90% of you on this line, because it was because of the appointment with Artist that has changed our lives. So if you are wondering what is Artist Life, what is Artist International, then please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share with you how an appointment with Artist can change your life, but only if you let it. And so Artist, we have a big thing coming up that will be on September the 23rd, which is next, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, and it will be happening at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 11 Central Standard Time, and 12 Eastern Standard Time, and you want to go to artisttv.com. You will see an Artist Life United presentation there. So there is no excuses, because you can connect on your cell phone or on your computer, but we want to make sure you're connected. I'm going to come back later on and give you some additional announcements, but right now I want to clear the platform so that we could bring up our speaker. Our speaker this morning is none other than the phenomenal, the caring, the anointed, the needed, the dedicated, and the youthful Pastor Candy Gelino. Pastor Saclonda Candy Gelino is no stranger to this ministry. She joined the Master's Call family in 2010, and she has two adult children. She also has two grandchildren. Pastor Candy is a licensed teacher and a corporate executive. She has contributed to several Fortune 500 companies in her many years. And after 2.5 years of training through Coach U, Pastor Candy was awarded the distinction of personal certified coach by the International Coach Federation in 2005. She has worshiped at Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois for the past 24 years, where Dr. Bill Winston is her senior pastor. And if you guys know Bill Winston, he is a powerhouse. She has become an ordained pastor in 2014, while Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member of Joseph School of Business and Entrepreneurs and a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development. But for God raising her above the clouds, many times Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and the tsunamis that have hit her life. So we are so delighted to welcome to the line, and the next voice that you will hear on the Master's Call is none other than Pastor Saclonda Candy Galeno. Are you out there this morning, Pastor Candy?
I am here. Can you hear me loud and clear, Minister?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours, woman of God. Take it away.
Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. God bless you this morning. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda, you are such a sweetheart. Your energy and enthusiasm is absolutely contagious. Thank you for greeting the callers and getting the call started with prayer. Minister Tiffany, you are a beautiful songbird. We are so blessed to have you. And, you know, as the saying goes, you are the hostess for the mostest. You certainly could have been a professional radio announcer or program host. God bless you. To all of you who dialed in this morning, thank you for taking time out to be with us and receive what God has given me to deliver to you. My prayer is that you gain everything God has purposed for you from my message today. And Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa, you are two amazing women of God. You are both such an inspiration. I am so confident that everyone on the call and many others will agree that you truly have enhanced, encouraged, and empowered the lives of everyone on this call. Thank you for all that you do. Father God, I come to you this morning, humbled heart, as I enter your gates with thanksgiving and as I enter your courts with praise. Father God, I ask that you speak through me, speak through my mind, speak through my lips. Give me your words as I speak them boldly and accurately. None of me, Lord, and all of you. I pray that each listener will receive that individually what you have purposed for them to receive. I come against and bind every hindering spirit that might want to sabotage this call or my message. And I release the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to just minister to each person individually and collectively. In Jesus' name, I pray. This morning, TMC family, I want to talk about knowing God. It is the relational connection that you have with God that determines the level of victory that you get to live, that you get to live in based on that relationship. Some people think it's up to their pastors to determine their degree of spirituality, but your pastor can't force the depth of your relationship with God. How many of you have experienced relational drift with people in your life? It can happen with family members who don't spend time together. It can happen with friendships that take different paths in activities, residences, or beliefs, when there is no conscious effort put forth to nurture that relationship. Relational drift is why some people get divorced. When relational drift happens in a marriage, the married couple often feel like they no longer know the person to whom they are married. You see, change happens. And when change happens, we have to be purposeful and intentional in pressing into a relationship. The only reason you develop any relationship in the beginning is because you press into that relationship. Unfortunately, what happens is after a time, after a season passes by, you are not doing the things that brought you together in that relationship in the first place. And so you have to go back to that relationship and invest in it again. Just like the people drift apart in normal relationships, it can also happen with God. And when people allow that drift to happen with God, they have become what we call backslidden. What that means is they are in a backslidden state. They stop moving forward in their relationship with God and have fallen back and away from the relationship they formerly had with God. So the point I want to make today is that your strength, your victory, your confidence, your courage, your sense of conviction is all connected to your relationship with God and how you choose to manage that relationship. If you don't know it, let me be the first to tell you. God will never force himself on you. Let me say that again. God will not force himself on you. If you want to know God, if you want to have a closer relationship with God, if you want to live a life that exemplifies his presence, his purpose, and power within you, you are the one who has to go after him, to seek him. He said in Matthew's 7th chapter in the 7th verse, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. And to knock, and it shall be opened unto you." He said in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 8, "If you will draw near to me, I will draw near to you." Let's look at Daniel, the 11th chapter. "Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Now, the word exploit alone says we will carry out bold and daring feat. And here, God is saying, in his word, the level of relationship you have with me will determine if you can live in strength and carry out bold and daring feat in his name. I am so glad I was raised in a Christian home because it helps me to understand that your weaknesses in life and in spiritual battles are always connected to the declining depth of your relationship with God. Because God says, if you know God, you will be strong and you will carry out great exploits and daring and bold feats in life. So, knowing God, here's what I have discovered about knowing somebody. You will naturally gain knowledge about them when you spend time with them. Whether that is an individual, an entertainer, a sports team, God, or whatever, I'm just saying, if we really want to know God, then it is going to mandate us doing some things to understand him better. We must seek him through his word. He reveals himself through his word. And we get to know him by studying his word, by praying, by spending time fellowshipping with other saints, and through worship. Worship. True, humble, sincere worship. You see, that is one of the reasons worship has such high value and rank in many progressive churches. Churches where they get it, churches where they know that worship just puts us in a place where God can just come right in. Where they understand that songs sung in service are not songs to entertain you or make you feel goosey, you know, goosebumps in there. They understand that it is a time to prepare our hearts to receive, to allow saints to empty out of themselves, and to let the Holy Spirit minister to them. Worship ushers in the presence of God and prepares hearts to receive God's word. It is not just a song leading segment, but when we begin to enter into true worship, it is our pressing in to know God for ourselves. When you begin to lift holy hands, when your heart commits to being a doer of his word, when you begin to allow the Holy Spirit to guide your behavior and thoughts, when you begin to press in like that, that is when you get to know God for yourself. So what will that do? It will bring you to a place where you produce strength. It will bring you to a place where you are more confident, you have more courage, and there is conviction in your life. You will walk out your life in a Christ-like manner and experience serious victories in your life. If there is no real connection happening, then you might take a look at your actions and your behavior. Look at your Monday through Saturday. What moments of your week are you giving to pressing into God to know him better? What are you doing? If you're not spiritually satisfied, you've got to be struggling with some weakness in your life. You've got to have some things that have become strongholds in your life. But if you know God and know the scriptures that they say, your knowledge of God, your depth of relationship with God will produce strength in you and will allow you to go and do great exploits. Then what is it that is standing in your way? What is it that's standing in your way of doing that? What are you giving permission to keep you from growing in the knowledge of the Lord? Hosea 4 and verse 6 says, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. My people, that's God's people, not sinners, are destroyed. They perish. They die because they lack knowledge. They don't have knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the word and knowledge of him. So, strength and courage and confidence are feelings produced by growing relationships with Jesus Christ. Now, here is the big question for you. How much of your life is unfulfilled destiny because of some kind of personal fear that has taken you out of it? Saints, that is something I really want you to think about today. How much of your life is unfulfilled destiny because of some kind of personal fear that has talked you out of it? We talk ourselves out of more destiny than any demon or opposition could ever do. We talk ourselves out of it. It is because we have allowed some kind of fear, some kind of discouragement to get up in here in our heads, and instead of moving forward, we stall out in life. And it is all connected to this depth of relationship with God. God really wants you to walk in the strength of the Lord. He wants you to walk in victory over darkness. God wants you to walk in supernatural peace. He wants you to experience these things not randomly through your life, but on a consistent basis. And I believe if we will develop that consistent relational connection with God, we will begin to experience increasing measures of victory, measures of strength, measures of encouragement and courage, and of conviction and confidence to press into everything that God has for us. Knowing God, I know him. I know him as a provider, Jehovah Jireh. My family and I have never gone without food and shelter. He provided for us in every need that we had, even during the times when the economy tanked. I know him as a comforter, Jehovah Shalom. It was God who was with me during the dark times when my mother transitioned and when my husband transitioned. He was my peace. I know him as a protector, Jehovah Rohi. so many times I've looked back and seen situations in my life where I was in danger, didn't know it many times. But for God being my shepherd, most likely I would not be here today. I know him as a healer. He healed me from a disease. He healed my son from a death sentence. He healed my mother from a death sentence. He is Jehovah Rapha. I know him as my righteousness. I was born with a sin nature and was like filthy rags. And Jesus paid the price for me. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu. I know him as a sanctifier. He separated me and called me out from the world and allowed me to be an ambassador, an example of the kingdom of God, Jehovah in Kadesh. My TMC family, knowing God is to know him. To know his word is true. And to know him is to love him. I love him. I know him. I know him. I know him. How about you? Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful and profound word. Pastor Candy, thank you so much for allowing the Lord to use you in a mighty way. And I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We bow down before you and we praise you because you are worthy of our praise. And so we thank you for this another day that you have allowed for us to wake up in the land of the living God. And I pray that your will be done in each of our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for Pastor Candy, and I thank you for allowing her to share the word that you have given her to give us this day. And I pray that as our ears were open to receive it, that we will walk and we will talk and we will speak in what she has explained to us today. I pray right now that you will fill her up until she overflows. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to meet every single need in her life according to your riches and glory. I pray right now for each and every person under the sound of my voice that you would continue to do greater and newer things in their lives in 2017, and that we thank you right now that you are manifesting our God-ordained goals and our dreams. Father, we praise you for that in the name of Jesus, and we decree and we declare right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because we are more than conquerors, and we win in every single thing that we do, every single thing that we say. We walk in victory. And so we give your name, God, the glory. We give you the praise and we give you the honor, because it is due unto you. And as we are approaching Rosh Hashanah today, the holiest day of holies, Father, I pray that you would direct our ways and that we will be obedient to what it is that you would have us to do. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray right now, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay for this message, please dial 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-pound. We will be heading over to Wellness Wednesday following this call with the phenomenal Flanagans, and that telephone number to dial is 712-770-4005. You want to use the access code 294-617-pound. And if you're a Metro PCS or T-Mobile user, then please use the bypass number 857-957-1147. And so don't forget, save the date, September the 23rd. We will be going on our cell phones, on our computers, to artisttv.com to hear the phenomenal and exciting news that will be coming forth from Artist Life, our corporate office. And remember, that appointment will absolutely change your life if you let it. And so thank you again, Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you, Pastor Candy, for that powerful and profound message today. And definitely as we go through this day, we will incorporate worship into this Wednesday, and we'll worship God as we are walking in the power and the love of God together on this Wednesday. Thank each and every single one of you for joining us. Remember, you are great and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So go out into the marketplace and do great things and allow your light to shine bright. We will hear you back on this call on tomorrow morning. To God be the glory. Minister Candy, Pastor Candy, please come back, woman of God, and give us our benediction for this day. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, thank you for using me to deliver your word once again. Thank you for allowing me the privilege to go before your people. And as we close this call, I pray that you will continue to be with us. I pray that you will continue to guide us. I pray that you will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Give each person under the sound of my voice a burning desire to know you more nearly, to see you more clearly, and to love you more dearly. In Jesus' name, I pray. TMC family, go out. Have yourselves a spirit-filled, fun-filled, fantastic walking together in his ways Wednesday. Bye-bye for now.